This is episode 408, recorded December 23rd, 2016. Packard pokes at. Okay, let's talk. 2016, pre-Trump-pocalypse.
What time is it? It's Packard pokes at time. Hat? Check. Shirt? Check. Pants? Optional. Mug? Double check. Check us out at cafepress.com/PackardPokesAt where you can get all this great merchandise and more.
Do you like Packard Pokes At and want to hear it on demand and on the go? Download the free app today at Stitcher.com. Available on iOS, Android, Nook, and iPad.
This is Packard Pokes At, and I'm poking at your news.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another fine edition of Packard Pokes At. I am your immutable and unmutable host, Packard Sonic. And joining us tonight from the far west coast is Connie, Practical Magic 9.
Have you been good, for goodness sake?
I hope the hell not.
No.
And also joining us tonight is Tom, the Friendly Neighborhood Atheist.
Hey, that's me.
Yeah, your friendly neighborhood atheist. 3 weeks in a row, I got it right, and then the last fucking week of the year, I fucking get it fucked up.
You're going, it's like, wait, that's you?
That's you? Is that you? Is that you? Yeah. I am so sorry. I've had a long day. And Jesus is not the only one supposedly resurrected or born. We have welcome back to the YouTubes, the Quiet Atheist.
Well, hello out there. I got a question for all of my enemies. Is your ass jealous of the amount of shit that is coming out of your mouth?
Well, they should be jealous of the shit that falls out of my mouth, because I'm good at that. Because I am definitely full of it. I think that's a good thing.
Are your eyes brown?
My eyes aren't brown, but they're just right topping close to it, so.
Mine are. What does that say about me? Oh, well.
Well, this is the last show of the year, so we're going to be doing a little bit of resurrecting some of the past news stories and talking about how 2016 has been a total pile of shit. And it's our Okay, Let's Talk. And tonight's topic is 2016 pre-Trump-pocalypse.
Yeah. It's pretty soon. Pretty soon it's going to be the year of the wig.
That's not a wig. That's a
chihuahua that's sitting on top of that fucker's head.
Well, the hell that was 2016 is just preparing us for the hellscape that will be 2017.
Yeah, no shit.
Either that's a chihuahua on the top of his head, or he shaved his back. One of the two.
I'm
hoping. Insulting to chihuahuas.
And back hair.
Yes.
It's a Pomeranian.
I have no problem with that. I don't like Pomeranians anyway.
Yeah, most little dogs. I mean, they're fine when they visit. I just don't want to own one.
I got plans for this country, and it's going to be huge.
It's going to be huge.
Huge.
Yes.
Unlike my hands.
It's going to be the most best.
It's to be the most, the best. The most bestest. Anyway, there's a lot of shit that's been happening in 2016, and a lot of it has been the most deaths I've ever seen in 1 year. It's not just, yeah, people die, but I mean, this has been the year that a lot of celebrities have passed away. Like, it's like someone's going around going, bam, bam, I don't like you, neither, you, new. If you're in a movie or you're famous, you're pretty much dead. I've brought a few to the table. I'm sure everybody else has. I'm going to mention one just to kick this off. Earlier this year, in early October, Alan Rickman, who, if you're familiar with him, he played in Harry Potter. He was the, I forget what his character was there, but he was in the Harry Potter film. He did a really good job in that. And one of the movies I remember him from is the movie Galaxy Quest. He played the Grib Knob or some shit like this with this makeup that he had on. and it had to get tore off like part of the way through. They got added onto a real spaceship, and I thought his acting in that was probably the best of all of them there. So that says a lot for him.
Well, he was Professor Snape in Harry Potter.
That's it, Professor Snape. Yes.
For Die Hard.
Yes.
Yep.
Hans Gruber.
Yeah.
Hans Gruber.
Yeah. Oh yes, I remember him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it says here also he was also the Sheriff Nottingham, opposite of Kevin Costner.
Cut your hot out with a spoon.
Yes, and Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, Colonel Brandon in Sense and Sensibility, and the Bitters.
That was a sentimental turn. He was a kind person in that one.
He wasn't always the bad guy.
Yeah, no, he wasn't always the bad guy.
The Galaxy Quest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was a good guy in Galaxy Quest.
He was the voice of the Galaxy robot Quest, in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Spock character.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Tom.
He was like the Spock character.
In Galaxy Quest, he was basically the Spock character.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Kind of like that. Mm-hmm. Only with more emotion.
Science officer,
but he had more emotion, though. Yeah.
By Grapthor's hammer.
By Grapthor's hammer.
Avenge thee.
What the hell does that mean? Nobody knows. They're just...
Yes.
Oh, man. Yeah, and then we had Muhammad Ali. We had Prince.
Prince, yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember commenting on some videos on that. Yeah, David Bowie. Yeah, that's another
that
one.
That was what we kicked the year off with. Not to do a pun.
Yeah.
Yeah, David Bowie was the first one to go.
Yeah.
Gene Wilder.
Yeah, that's another one I was going to bring up with Gene Wilder. Yeah, I was surprised when he passed away. It's like, wow, I thought he was going to live at least a couple more years. He was 83.
I was surprised he was still alive.
Yeah, well, he was 83 years old when he died. I didn't realize he was so far along.
Since we were talking about that topic, I was looking up something on Google while you guys were talking, and I found, I don't know if they made this just to joke around or what, but they had made a cover for Time Magazine, and it says the person, they have a picture, person of the year is the Grim Reaper standing next to a headstone. Yes.
Yeah, I've heard, I think I saw that when I was searching for that this morning, actually. So,
a quote here, as of September 30th, the total number of celebrity deaths so far in 2016 is 71, and this was in October. That is more than the total number of celebrity deaths for the full year in any other years I've looked at for the study. We're already outpacing previous years by 5 to 20 deaths, and we still have 3 more months to go.
Right.
And since then, you know, we've lost Florence Henderson and Alan Thicke, Gwen Ifill, and Leonard Cohen.
Yeah.
And just today, everybody knows this, but just today, Princess Leia, Carrie Fisher, had a massive heart attack. Now, she's not dead, but when I read that, I go, oh, no, 2016.
Yeah,
you do not get to take Princess Leia.
No, I was thinking the same thing. I was like, I was getting ready for the show, and I was like, oh, shit, Princess Leia's in the hospital. Like, what the fuck? Heart attack? Oh, Christ.
We lost, Zsa Zsa Gabor last week.
Yeah, Zsa Zsa Gabor just passed away just this last week, as a matter of fact.
Right. She's more of a precursor to the Kardashians. It was Ava who was on Green Acres and the voice of.
Oh, was Ava Mouse. That was on Green Acres? I thought that was Zsa Zsa.
Ava was on Green Acres, but Zsa Zsa was the older sister. But still, you know, she slapped an officer on L.A.
I remember hearing about that. I remember that one? Yeah.
It's a weird year, and
it is.
That strange is too. With Alan Rickman and David Bowie and a few other people, they were all the same age, and they all died of a similar cancer. Oh, yes, two members of Emerson, Link, and Palmer, and one of the Eagles band members passed away.
Dawkins Dog from the chat room said, Alan Rickman will forever be Hans Gruber.
You know, I think everybody has their thing that they like. I just loved David Guest.
Yeah.
You know, my person, my celebrity person is Leonard Nimoy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was in love with Spock. I didn't watch the series when it was first on because I had an 8 o'clock bedtime, but I watched it in reruns in the early 70s, and I was like, oh my gosh, he's so handy, so cute. You know,
was that this year he passed away?
Yeah.
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 Oh, wow.
And the other guy from the new Star Trek movies, the guy who played Chekhov.
Alton.
He was killed in a car accident. Yeah, he was killed in his car. He was working on rolled on top of him.
He was the new Chekhov. He passed away.
Yeah.
I think Adam Sandler, not Adam Sandler.
Not Adam Sandler, no.
Who's, I wish he died, but.
Come on.
Who's the old guy who had the talk show?
I didn't know this. This one celebrity died, Joseph Mascolo, who played Stefano on Days of Our Lives.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a whole bunch.
And Dawkins Dog mentions the Kenny Baker, who was R2-D2.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Passed away. I want to mention another person that we were talking about before the show.
Okay.
And that was a fellow YouTuber, P.W. Swivel.
Yeah, P.W. Swivel passed away.
He died of, John, what did he die of cancer?
Yes.
Now, there is one particular death that we haven't mentioned, and sometimes when people die, most people go, I think that's a good thing. And that would be Jack Chick.
From
Chick Chack. Chick Tracks.
Okay, I know.
Yeah,
my goodness.
The only thing, he was 92 when he died. The only problem with the way he died peacefully in his sleep, not in some threshing accident, which he should have gotten.
According to you there, Packard, you would have felt better if you fell into a wood chipper.
Yeah. Actually, I was like, oh, wow, that's horrible.
Let's go all Fargo.
That would have been my response, actually. But he passed away peacefully in his sleep. I was like, shit, no one smothered him. Fuck.
Oh man!
I forget that the woman, the bitchy one.
Yeah, the bitchy one. We covered her too. Phyllis Schlafly passed away. So I was like, oh yeah, we did a whole segment on that one. It was like, ding dong, the bitch is dead. So I had to find a special song for that one.
and Gary Shandling was the one I was thinking of.
Yeah,
before.
Gary Shandling passed away too. I couldn't believe that. That was so horrible. There was also a lot of interesting stories that happened besides the deaths. One of the biggest stories that had happened this year, I mean, which got a lot of the people in the country just fucking livid in one way, and the religious nut jobs on the attack in the other. And that was the Pulse nightclub shooting in Florida, where the guy, the Muslim guy, walked in there and mowed down 49 people. And at first it looked like it was just religiously motivated, which it partially was, but it was also the fact is that this guy was a closeted homosexual. And because he was a closeted homosexual, he got turned down by a lot of people because he was a fucking creep. And the way he approached people is like, hey, that's just fucker assumption. I don't know what the fuck he did. But he did it very creepily. And he got rebuffed and blocked by a lot of guys.
Yeah.
Guys are generally, I'm not saying we're not picky, but I'm just saying guys have been known to fuck sheep. I mean, how less picky have you got to be? So I'm just saying, if they're willing to turn him down, I mean, he must have been really worse than a sheep, you know. So, but I'm not saying gay people fuck sheep. I'm just saying people have fucked sheep. That's why there's laws not to have sex with animals. But the thing is, though, I mean, he was a closeted homosexual, and because of his religion, told him to strike out against people like him, so he did that. So does anybody else have something notable that besides the election we will bring up last?
Well, can't forget Scalia.
Yeah, Scalia died, too. Remember that. The fact is that there was a big controversy. He's like, he's on this ranch, and he died alone, quote unquote. Sure, he did.
Under mysterious causes.
Uh huh. Mysterious circumstances. Yes.
Obama had him snuffed.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
We lost Fish this year.
Who did we lose?
Fish.
Fish.
Abe Vigoda.
Oh, Abe Vigoda. Oh, Fish. Miller. Oh, yeah. I remember every once in a while I'd go to his page and it would just say, Abe Vigoda is alive. And then the day I had seen the
like a big joke for like years.
Yeah. It was like the biggest joke. It was like, he's still alive. Hey. And he'd show up on shows like, hey, I'm still alive. Okay. And then the day he passed away and it said, I checked it at first a couple of hours after it had happened because, like, oh, shit, I checked this page right away. It said he's still alive. And then about 4 or 5 hours later, it's like, ah, he's dead. And then they put X's in his eyes.
There have been all kinds of crazy stories, man. The Nice, France one.
Yeah, Nice, France. That was tragic.
Yeah, and then we had another one similar to that where a Muslim terrorist got a hold of another big truck and mowed down a crowd of people. I forgot where it was.
Oh, but, yeah, in Germany.
Yeah, it was Germany. Yeah, that just happened a few days ago.
Yeah, 12 people died from that.
Yeah, I had heard somebody got actually embedded in one of the pieces of the metal of the truck or something.
I don't know.
That's what I heard. Maybe I misheard it or something because I didn't hear it again after that. But
and did you mention Frank Sinatra died this year?
Oh yeah, Frank Sinatra Jr. died this year as well.
Ooh.
Yes,
I didn't know that. Damn.
There was Junior. That they had a tribute to him on Family Guy. Actually, Doc and Doug was saying the Nice attacks, but he thought it was in 2015. I think that was this year. Actually, I think the Nice.
Well, he could be correct. It could be in 2015.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I mean...
Well, this year was Brussels, Paris attacks were in 2015.
Paris attacks, but I think the Nice attacks was in 2016.
Yeah, I think, because Nice was in France. Yeah, I think it happened this year.
Yeah, that happened. Yeah, I think that happened this year. I think it happened like in March or something like that. It was still cold out, as I recall. One of the other big things, speaking to governments and whatnot, the Brexit thing happened.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, oh, yeah, hey, we're just going to take our country and go home. You know, it's like, whatever, you know.
Yeah, well, see, I didn't talk about that subject too much because I didn't really know that much about it.
Yeah, I don't think even the people who were involved knew much about
it. Exactly. Nobody knew enough about it. That's why they did it.
Yeah, it's like... Everybody's like saying, we're going to leave. And when you get your way, it's like, well, we really didn't mean that. Can we, like, have a do-over? Because everybody's voting on this. I didn't really mean that. No. We were just having a little fit.
Speaking of outrageous news, I was reading an article yesterday about Saddam Hussein's daughter praising Trump.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, Doc and Dog did check for us. The Nice attack was in July of 2016. Okay, I even got the weather wrong, but we at least got the right. I got the year right.
I lost to Fidel Castro.
Yeah, Castro died. Holy shit, that was a big one.
Fidel.
Well, Castro. the thing about Castro, no one had seen him for a while, so he probably could have died any time, but it's just like, oh, shit, we can't prop up with this corpse anymore. I guess we're going to have to tell the world he's finally dead. I don't know. I don't know. I can't say he actually died in 2016 because I think he's been dead for years, to be honest.
Nobody knows.
Nobody's really ever going to know until a tell-all book.
All right, Packer, you goddamn conspiracy theorist.
Just where Castro's concerned. Just where he's concerned. So.
Oh, man.
Connie, did you have a notable news story from 2016 that you wanted to mention?
I don't know. I think that race relations and police shootings, whether it's people shooting at police or more likely police shooting at citizens.
Well, yeah, we had a lot of that this year too.
And it's kind of I wish this was the only year. Because it just has been building, and
it's completely insane, man. I mean,
it is.
One piece of news that really pissed me off that I found out about was that I'm not sure if you guys knew about the story, but about that cop who pulled over an African American man on the side of the road or something, and he got out of the car and took off running, and the cop shot him in the back. Well, he got off.
Yeah, I heard about that. He got off on that. Like,
despite the fact that there was video evidence of him shooting him in the back 8 times and then planting the taser by his body.
Actually, what I heard was he didn't quite get off, but he did get what they did was it wasn't a hung jury. It was a mistrial because one of the jurors said, well, the cop did the wrong thing, but the cop is white and the guy's black. So I'm going to vote for he's being innocent anyway. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? And the fact is that this juror spoke to the news or tweeted something or whatever. When you're on jury, and I've been on jury, you're not supposed to discuss the case with anybody until the case is over. And that's what he did, so they had to call a mistrial. So he's out for now, but they can retry him because the fact is he wasn't convicted or found innocent or not guilty.
So in other words, double jeopardy doesn't come into play in this one?
No, double jeopardy does not come into play in this one. He is still capable of being tried again. The mistrial just means they just set it aside. They have to get a new juror, a set of jurors.
I see what you mean.
Yeah, and just for the record, someone's either not guilty, which is not the same thing as being innocent, of course.
Yeah.
So there's not that.
Not enough evidence to convict.
Right. Exactly.
Can I mention a positive thing that I was looking at? LGBT issues. I think that we've made great strides in normalizing this and making it that these people shouldn't be afraid. You know,
right.
Hopefully it's not going to be all undone, but in a positive note.
Yeah. Well, yes, when Trump got the election, I mean, the number of shit like that started to go up, actually, against, gay people and people who are from another country or whatever. The attacks on those people just started to jump and skyrocket right towards the end there. It's like, wow, I couldn't believe that.
But Trump, as much as I hate Trump, I really think he's not a statesman at all.
Yeah.
He does have his finger on the pulse of a part of America. And thing that this election year has shown us, it's like shining a light and all of a sudden you see all the cockroaches.
Yeah.
It's come out exactly, all of these prejudices, all of these ideas. It just, I don't know. It's ugly.
Yeah, it is.
I really hate seeing it, but what I've noticed this last year is all the division, even, again, because SJW groups and just race relations and everything. It's weird because I thought that we were becoming more amalgamous, you know.
Yeah.
We're becoming that melting pot, and I'm realizing, no, all that this has done, all of these advances have done is just, it's stirred the pot. The dross is coming to the surface.
Yeah, I was gonna say something along those lines. One of the other things that has gone on is that we had the Olympics this year, which hardly anybody watched. I think, I don't know, a few people watched. I guess 4 or 5 people watched.
I
didn't care about it. I mean, like, the Olympics. What's going on? But the biggest thing about the Olympics was that Ryan Lochte, he was down there, and apparently he claimed that he got attacked by some people.
Oh yeah,
it turns out that he didn't, and then he had to pay for all the damage that he'd done. And video camera.
Yeah, he got into some shit over that lie.
Yeah. Now it says here he fibbed about being robbed at gunpoint during the 2016 Rio Olympics. Turns out he and the younger teammates had actually been asked to pay for damages they caused while drunk at a gas station. And while some people shrugged it off as drunk kids who made a mistake, others point out the larger issue of privilege, saying that the 32-year-old Lochte felt it was okay to lie on a national stage. So, yeah.
Well, speaking of celebrities, you know, or not, I don't know if that idiot was a celebrity, but Kim Kardashian got robbed this year.
Oh, yeah, she did. Yeah, she did. She got robbed, too, also.
Yeah, and she had to hire security, which is like former Secret Service and former FBI and stuff like that. It's costing her over $1 million a year.
Yep. I
feel bad for her, but you know, on that same vein, there's something about Trump not wanting to move to the White House.
Yeah, he's.
I know. I heard about that.
He's costing taxpayers a fucking shitload of money.
He's costing us more than money.
Oh, yeah.
The biggest death this year was our dignity.
Yeah, no shit.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's like Brexit. Oh, Brexit. And America's like, oh, just wait a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
And then on top of that, while he's president, I guess they're still letting him be a what do they call it? An executive producer for a Celebrity Apprentice. Mm. I'm like, what the fuck, man? Yeah. And I guess the new person that's running the show for him is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to be the face on camera, but Trump is still going to be the executive producer on that show. Like, what are you fucking doing? You're going to be running the fucking country. We're going to put the... Hey, I know the missiles are coming, but I got to do this. Wait a minute. I got to get the show out.
Yeah.
Wait, do I want this next?
He's thinking, it's okay. Pence has got it covered.
Yeah, Pence will cover it. Pence will take care of it.
I figured while George Bush was president, Cheney was in charge. So
yeah, I was going to say something else here. But yeah, no, you're right. The thing with Pence and whatnot, that just boils my the fact that Pence is the vice president. The guy is a fucking tool and a half.
I think he's worse than Trump.
I think so too.
Definitely.
Yeah, give him that little pencil mustache, please.
I think so too.
Argument at Hitler, but yeah.
Contact us by email at ppappodcast@gmail.com or on Twitter as @PackardPokeSat. Like us on Facebook.com/PackardPokeSat. Call our Google Voice and leave a message at 662-709-PPAP or 662-709-7727, and we will respond to it on the show. Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time, join us live at vonlive.tv/PackardPokeSat. During the show, you can share your thoughts with us by calling 857-216-3200 using PIN number 35368 or on uberconference.com/PackardPokeSat. For links to the stories, visit our show page at PackardPokeSat.wordpress.com. You can help support the show by purchasing merchandise from CafePress.com/PackardPokeSat or make a donation to the show at Patreon.com/PackardPokeSat. If you can't afford any money, why not share the show with your friends and rate us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Spreaker, and on YouTube. For everyone that shares and rates us, you kick ass.
The Atheists,
The Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast.
Wait a minute. No wardrobe? You mean we're going to be naked while we do this?
Well, seeing how I'm an atheist and I'm reading the Bible, and since clothes are flammable...
Fire! Fire! Fire!
I thought it might be a good idea to take them all off first.
Naked or not, follow along as we read, analyze, and try to keep you from falling asleep as we go through this boring-ass book.
Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spreaker. Who knows? We may even be on YouTube someday. One of the good things, though, I don't follow sports a whole lot. I generally try to ignore it because it's just like, sports are on. What's on something else? Anything else? Is there another channel that's free so I can watch anything else? I don't care. Give me a test pattern. I want to watch something else. But
if you want to watch something else, Packard, just open a porn tab.
I can do that now. I can actually do that now. But... But actually, one of the things is that a major milestone in sports that actually happened was the Cubs actually won the World Series.
Yes, they finally broke the curse.
The curse. 108-year-old curse because some schmo...
Whatever that means.
I don't even know what... I don't remember what the curse was even actually... caused it, apparently. I guess somebody had caught a baseball and they threw it back at him or... something. I don't even remember how the curse supposedly even started.
I personally think that the curse got started when one of the older players from back in the day farted in the dugout. I don't know.
I don't know. It was really weird.
You know what's weird? What's weird is when you consider all of the events of 2016, all of the freakishly high deaths, all of the wildfire in Canada, which was huge, and across America, it was huge. We consider the election cycle, Brexit, when you consider all of these things, and then you look at that, you look at the Cubs winning, and you're going, oh my God, maybe their world really is going to end next year. And I just like, oh, take this tinfoil hat off, please, because...
Speaking of tinfoil hats, this was the year of fake news and half-truths. People were posting all kinds of weird shit. Hillary Clinton's running a sex factory and a pizza shop, and Hillary Clinton
is
raping.
That's not salami on your pizza.
Yeah, and Hillary Clinton is killing little boys and raping them. It's like, wait a minute, what? What?
Which, this, okay, since is when she the Catholic Church? Or is she a pedophile?
And what's worse,
necrophiliac? I don't understand.
And what's worse about all that shit is the fact is that some moron who thought that this was real went into this pizza shop with a fucking automatic weapon or semi-automatic weapon and started shooting people.
How does that make it better?
Yeah, exactly. He tried to do a good thing. It's like, I'm going to go free those kids. No one's doing anything about it. So he goes in there, he shoots up the place. Yeah. Nobody gets hurt, fortunately. Fortunately, nobody got hurt. But it could have gone so much worse.
Yep.
That explains why it didn't lead, I guess, on the news, right? Because it didn't bleed?
Yeah.
John?
Could you imagine?
Oh, I said that explains why it didn't lead on the news. It didn't bleed.
Yeah,
right?
Nobody bled, so it didn't lead. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a conspiracy.
Yeah.
It was the men in black with the aliens over there running the pizza shop, and they were selling glowing fingers from ET, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Another story that we actually covered here on the show was the Zika virus, because that was a thing, too. People were getting stabbed by mosquitoes.
Yeah.
They got their little shivs.
Yeah, mosquitoes were carrying around knives, man.
I'm going to get you. Well, they were stabbing them with their faces, basically, but, you know.
They got something. It was West Nile for years.
Yeah, it was West Nile. Now it's Zika.
But Zika was giving the microcephaly for babies were being born with
small heads.
Brains.
Yeah, and underdeveloped brains. And the thing was, if you wanted to conceive or anything like that, you were told not to have sex for up to 6 months to a year. It's like,
damn.
Yeah, it's like, I think I got bit by the thing here. It's like, well, don't have sex, because if you get someone pregnant, well, they're going to get cephaly, you know.
Well, Packard, it looks like it's time for you to bring out the blow-up dolls, buddy.
Fuck, yeah, shit. I got a corner market on that shit now. Uh-huh. What do you think kept my lights on,
You're on light score.
I'm selling those left and right.
I bet you got a stockpile of them in your bedroom or some shit.
Hey, I gotta sell them out to the people in Florida. You know, they need a little kid to get something through, you know. But and not to mention, speaking of, you know, people with bad water, Michigan had the crisis out there. They switched over their water supply from the clean water in Lake Michigan to the one to the river water, which is not the same kind of water. Yeah. It's more corrosive, and it just tore up all the pipes out there. And the thing was, they did this to save money, which they didn't do. They cost them more money, and people are going to go to jail for that. About time.
Well, see, yeah, well, you know, those people in Michigan, the suits, you know, really didn't give a shit, man. It was all about them saving money and having deeper pockets.
Yep, absolutely. Tom, did you have a news story that you thought was really interesting this year as well?
Well, not so much interesting, but we had the Reason Rally this year.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Not as big as predicted.
No.
I mean, I was there. It was good. It was a lot smaller than anyone anticipated.
I heard Ray Comfort showed up, and
I talked to him, and I talked to
you. Had
a little bit of a debate with Eric Hovind.
Oh, you got actually into a debate with Hovind.
Yeah, he is a psycho.
He's the one that thinks that the geological column is a fairy tale.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
Well, one of them anyway.
So what Eric did to his father, basically, you know, robbed his father of his whole congregation and took his money, and he's doing to his father what his father has done to all his followers.
Well, what I heard, what's that one's name? I forgot their names. That's how important they are to me. But he was handing out food coupons or something.
Oh, yeah, that was Comfort that was doing that.
Yeah, Ray Comfort, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently he bought like $600 worth of Subway gift cards he was going to hand out, and he didn't hand them all out because there wasn't a whole lot of people down there, I guess. Or nobody wanted to go and talk to the motherfucker. Although I did hear one particular podcast, he walked up to him, and he was talking to him, and he licked his face.
Oh, that's the guy from
from that podcast. I know the name of the podcast. I just don't want to mention it. I just don't want to mention it right now. I don't want to mention it because we haven't had him on yet. They know who they are.
You can Google it.
Yeah, I heard that there was like only about 14,000 people there or something like that. It was small.
And a lot of people were blaming the SJW movement that was...
Yeah, and I kind of blame that. There was a lot of, I don't want to say shenanigans, but a lot of things that weren't above table going on beforehand.
A lot of extra shit
really
rules and whatnot.
Turned a lot of people off on it.
Yeah, and why, I saw why, some of the... Go ahead.
That's why Steve Shives was there. He enjoyed himself, man.
I saw some of the rebroadcasts of that and on YouTube, and some of the people who were fairly big names. There was George Carlin's daughter showed up, and she just read some poetry or some shit like that. She didn't talk about George at all, and I'm like, oh man, I was glad I didn't make the trip, to be honest.
Go ahead, Connie. I'm sorry.
No, I just, when I mentioned SJWs earlier, and in another vein, it was YouTube Heroes, which we talked about, I think it was August or September. I'm very conflicted about what to think about this, because I have friends on both sides of the aisle, and I sincerely think, they're all my friends. You mentioned Steve Shives. He's a really great guy. And again, I can disagree with somebody and still be agreeable, but what I was found really shocking this last year was how the whole social justice warrior movement, which again, that's
the backlash that they've gotten. I mean,
it divided us.
It did. We had Steve on for a show, and it was an okay, let's talk, and it was a good topic. And some people, they were like, holy shit, you got Steve on. They didn't even bother watching the show. They're just like, I'm fucking unsubscribing just because of the fact that you had him on. I'm like, dude, did you watch the show? They wouldn't even answer that.
We purposely picked a fairly neutral topic. I'm like, okay. And again, at what point are we rational and are we, actually listening to what's being said?
Right.
That's what's most important to me,
That's why we have shows like this, so we have a discussion. Yes. It's an open discussion. And we look at our show as, and Connie has mentioned this many times, we like to try to be Switzerland, as it were. We don't talk to anybody.
The thing with me is, like, say, if me and Connie were to disagree on something, it don't matter what the topic's about.
Right.
I could still be a friend with her. I could still confide in her. I could still talk with her about certain things, whatever the case might be. Mm-hmm. But the problem that I have with, say, for example, Steve Shives or someone that I unsubbed to recently, the moment I disagreed with Steve and this other guy, for example, I was instantly blocked like that.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a bad habit anyhow.
That's a bad habit of some people. I mean, I've unsubbed from people. I actually unsubbed from a couple channels. I won't mention their names either. One I actually enjoyed a lot, and the fact is that the reason I unsubscribed from them is because of the fact is that I thought they straw-manned a particular person, a real-life person on their videos. And I was like, that's going too far. You're setting your bar really low.
Yeah.
At that point.
See, one who shall remain nameless. I don't want to start dropping bombs on people, but one that I recently unsubbed from, I actually was subbed to this channel for a very, very long time, for years.
Yeah.
And the moment this person, you know, in a recent video, you know, that they made, they said, you know, that, quote, there's no such thing as a man-hating feminist. I'm like, that's it for me.
Ah.
Laters, dude.
Yeah.
That's not rational because, again, I don't know what you're thinking myself, but I'm thinking, well, of course, you know, a woman can. Why would a woman be less likely to, you know, be generally hating men?
Yeah.
You know, be generalizing because we're all human beings and we all like to protect our little zone in our head.
Right.
And, you know, again, I guess for myself, it's like the people I unsub, it has more to do with style choices and stuff. But if you unsub from people, the conversation's kind of over. And if you want to, you know, again, maybe people don't engage, you know, maybe they just, you don't respond to comments and things like that. Yeah. So the people that who do engage, I'm happy to keep going. Well, just had a post on Facebook today with a person that I'm semi-related to, and she was just like, why are atheists so hateful, blah blah blah, and I'm like, she's just baiting me, right? You know, because I don't care if I live my whole life as a Christian and I find out at the end that there's nothing there, and I'm thinking, oh well, there's I don't know. Again, in this post there was like, I don't know, six or seven fallacies, but I just thought, it's not worth my time to engage you, especially since you're just going to maybe cause rifts between some of my kids and myself.
Right.
It's my exes. Yeah,
there are some people that you just don't want to. You just got to take those kind of people.
And I kind of screwed up a little bit ago. You know, I used the incorrect, what do they call it? Pronoun, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, I should have said her instead of dude, you know, so I do apologize for that if that sounded disrespectful, you know, so.
Well, that's another thing this last year is, like, how many ways can you refer to gender?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's so fluid that I do understand people's frustration with that because they're like, well, what does anything mean? As human beings, we kind of want it to be black and white, and gender identity is a very personal thing. People don't understand that. Hey, guess what? You know, if you're brought home with pink and blue blankets, and at some point you're deciding that that was the wrong term, because again, that's their term. It's like if you're realizing that you don't quite know what's wrong with letting people realize what they are. And again, even if it's fluid your entire life, guess what? It doesn't fucking matter to me because I'm not embedded with you.
Right.
You know, that's not my life. That's your life.
Right.
Why should it matter what somebody's identity is? And I just think that the LGBTQ, whatever label you want to put on it.
Right.
I think that's really important.
All right. Well, we are about a few minutes left. We don't have a few minutes. We have a little bit more than a few minutes. No, it's all right. But I did want to reserve this last few moments here of the show for the one thing that we all, well, I'm sure we all agree on, that this last election has been a total fuck up.
Yes.
And here I thought it was going to be that you were going to congratulate Ken Ham for finally finishing the arc.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Ken Ham finished his arc this year, didn't he? Fuck. The boat that goes nowhere.
Accomplishment. So no.
He's accomplishing stupidity. It's an accomplishment in stupidity.
He opened the doors to the Ark, and out came Trump.
And then, what did you guys think about? Since we're talking about that, what did you guys think about them saying that Russia hacked our election? And
I don't know, but they say that there's evidence to it. The fact is that all right. Here's my perspective of it. And Trump has come out and said, I don't believe the experts. Okay, he's saying he doesn't believe the experts. My opinion on this, one of the other things that said, Hillary Clinton didn't win the popular vote because there was like 2 million people who were actually illegal voters. which is no evidence for, but he says that the whole election was rigged. If he didn't win, then the election's rigged. But then he turns around and says the election was rigged anyway. So it didn't matter. But the thing is, if he thought the election was rigged, then wouldn't you be more interested in finding out for sure, even no matter what the results are, that you say, hey, let's check this out. I want to find the results of this. But he's already been put into place because we have this electoral college who actually puts them in. We should get rid of the fucking electoral college. It's an outdated system. It should go the fuck away. That's just my opinion, but I'm sure somebody will say, Packard, there's a reason for we have this, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, the reason why we had it originally is because the southern states didn't have a whole lot of population, and they didn't want the northern states to be able to put in whoever they wanted at the time. So it was there to protect the slave owners. But we don't have that system anymore. We have a population that is great all the way down and up the border of the United States and everywhere else. So the Electoral College is an outdated system. It's outdated. It's outmoded. It should go the fuck away.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it should, but at the same time, I don't think that by state, the way that we vote is universally, I don't think it is cohesive, and so I don't quite know how we would fix that. I'm not saying
part of the problem with the electoral college is that candidates focus on the entire state rather than on the population of the country. Yeah. If you're right. I'm going to win this particular state because this one's got the most, points.
Right.
So they focus all their energy on the high stakes states, and they ignore basically the population.
Yeah.
And then again, that's not keeping pace with the last 20, 30 years of the internet and cable TV and all these other things. I mean, is it based on a system that was about you actually go out and meet and greet and shake hands? And how technology's changed. And so we capitalize on that.
You know, one of the things was that really surprised me. Well, I guess it shouldn't have surprised me, but it did a little bit. That the right-wing Christians got behind Donald Trump despite the crap that he pulled. Oh, yeah, I just go up to a woman and I just pretty much just grab her by the pussy. And I will just kiss her or sleep with her. Yeah, I tried to sleep with this woman. She was married, but I tried to sleep with her anyway, blah, blah, blah. And if someone on the left had done something like this, anywhere near the shit like this,
then they would have been on them like
white on rice. But Donald Trump does it like, oh, I don't see anything wrong. Don't see anything wrong.
That
just shows you the two-face of Christianity.
Yeah, well, that kind of tells you about the mentality that, some of the people have in this country. I mean, Donald Trump even said himself that he could shoot somebody in the middle of the street in New York City and still win the presidency.
Yeah, he did.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it just shows
people see Donald Trump and they see somebody again. They don't even identify that he was born with a silver spoon in his mouth, but they see somebody and they say, "Yeah, I could be like they aspire to be him." He's what we see as the new rich.
Yeah.
Nouveau riche.
The thing is that these people who elected him, they don't realize. He kept saying, I'm going to drain the swamp. I'm going to drain the swamp. Yeah, but you drained it. You may have drained it, but you filled it back up with crap. And crap people. And these people.
Crap floats to the top, don't you?
Yeah.
The dead people float, to quote the book It.
Yeah.
We got some floaters.
Yeah, and the thing is, he put fucking Ben Carson in charge of housing and development. What the fuck? Because he lives in a house that makes him qualified for housing? I live in a house too. Am I qualified too?
Some of those people that he's put into positions, man, are fucking crazy.
Bizarre. Just fucking bizarre. I've lived through I don't know how many presidents and presidencies now, but I gotta tell you, I have never seen such bizarre shit in my life.
Yeah.
You know, do we really need to worry? Do you think? I mean, because, again, I don't ascribe to conspiracy theories or tinfoil hat things.
I'm not going by tinfoil hat stuff.
That's been the beauty of the thinking that we do, you know, we try to do here. And
I don't think it's conspiracy when he does this stuff with countries he's not supposed to do a thing with. And I've had Trumpers mentioned to me, it's like, oh yeah, he prevented us from going into war. Huh? It's like, you don't know that. You don't know that. And not that I want us to go to war. Not that I want us to go to war in any way, shape, or form. But the fact is, if we do go to war in any shape or form, I'm going to go to the Trumpers and say, you said he trapped us from going to war. We're in fucking war because of this motherfucker.
Yeah.
And because of people like you who put him in fucking an office.
Yep.
Oh.
Well, they'll just blame Obama.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Just, I mean, thanks, again.
Hey, Packard, this show is all messed up. Thanks, Obama.
Yeah. Dawkins Dog says mouth. You mean orangutan's puckered anus?
I don't want to awfulize because I try to factor in a lot of other things, but yeah, I don't know.
Well, see, the way that I look at it when it comes to Donald Trump, you know, I say, let's see what he can do this first year. Let's see if he gives us an excuse to laugh at him or, you know, gives us an excuse to agree with him. I know that's reaching out there a lot. I'm swinging for the fences with that one. But,
yeah,
you know, well, let's see what happens.
Yeah, I'm afraid to see what he's going to do. Just because.
And then Pence is pregnant, the president.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he had to pick the worst vice president on the goddamn planet. The worst human being on the planet.
Yeah. I don't know about the worst, but I mean, it's the trouble is that there's things that he wants to do that are actually pretty decent, but there are things that he's not going to get to do. You know, Republicans in Congress are not going to let him do anything beneficial.
And then of course not. They're already trying to push a bill through to cut Social Security more.
Yep. And a lot of shit that Pence and Trump wanted to do, they're going to do it once they get into office, and shit that Obama has put into place is going to be fucking gone.
Yeah. They already want to, what did they say? They already wanted to, repeal the nuclear deal made with Iran.
Yeah. We got this thing set up with Iran. Say, hey, we don't make anything. We, you know, we'll come in, we'll inspect and whatever, you know, and you give us your nuclear fuel, we'll give you food. We'll give you a food for that shit. It's like, okay, all right, we'll work with you. Now that's all going to come fucking undone because of this. And then, that's going to start up Trump tweeted out just a few days ago that he's like, oh yeah, we're gonna start building up our nuclear weapons because the world's getting worse, and we got to make sure that do this because of reasons or whatever. I'm like,
yeah,
because the world doesn't know what they're doing.
Yeah,
like, what are you doing?
Well, we're gonna eventually blow ourselves up. You know, we're gonna blow each other up, country against country. Watch one of these days.
We're allies with two different countries who are nuclear powers that don't fucking like each other.
Yeah.
What are you, and you go around slapping both their dogs?
I know, man.
Oh my gosh! Fuck. Well, unfortunately, my voice is giving out because I have been fighting a cold for the last week or so.
Yeah,
and my throat's giving out. So, and we're at the end of the hour now. A couple things here. This is the last night, everybody, that we are going to be here on YouTube. All right, this is the last night. This is the last night we're going to be on Vaughn Live. I apologize.
Yeah.
This will be the last night we're going to be on Vaughn Live. We're going to be off for the next couple of weeks. Well, I have time to retool the show a little bit, and we're going to be moving directly to YouTube. So when you come and you want to watch the show, it's going to be like a YouTube Hangout type situation, something like that.
Situation.
Situation. So
the whole new link.
Yeah. So watch your links when we're gonna go live on YouTube, and we'll be doing it there from now on. So. Yeah.
And generally, Hangouts are pretty good. I try to have one at least once a week to talk with everybody, but they generally are pretty good. You know, I don't have any problems with them.
Yeah. By the way, Quiet Atheist, where can they find your channel?
How do they say it all the time? Them big YouTubers, they say it in a fancy way. www.com/thequietatheist or something like that.
Oh, yeah. youtube.com/thequietatheist.
Yeah, there you go. youtube.com/thequietatheist.
Yeah. So, yeah, you can start finding our show directly on youtube.com/PackardPokesAt, by the way. And I do want to thank, I did this on our midweek show, but I do again want to thank everybody that has contributed to the show financially in some way, or just come to the chat room and chatted with us and helped us name these shows, because without you, we don't have a show. I mean,
yes.
We could do a show, but if you're not there to watch it, what's the fucking point?
Yeah. Well, I look at it this way, Packard.
Yeah.
You know, my channel isn't the biggest channel in the world, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, the fact that I have people that are willing to sit here and watch, you know, the stuff that I make is what matters.
Right.
You know? So if you have 2 viewers watching your show, you know,
yeah,
that's what matters, because people are really willing to sit there and listen to what you have to say.
No, I agree. I agree. We do it for, I agree. The fact is, you know, I'd like to have more viewers, but I mean, the people who are come to the show and they watch the show and they engage with us, I love that. I just love that.
Yeah.
So, and the fact is that there are some people out there who actually do listen to the show, and the show is turned into a podcast later, and that goes around the goddamn fucking planet. And I know there's people listen to the show in places that probably get them killed.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And you know, with the Hangouts too, maybe one day in the future, if we do decide to redesign the format a little bit, maybe you can have a longer Hangout.
Yeah,
you
know, well, yeah, maybe.
Longer show.
Yeah, maybe. But I.
Awesome.
Well, we're retooling. We're going to be doing some new shit. We've actually added a new segment to our regular longer show. So that'll be out there too. So.
Yeah.
But then I'll take it down, clean it up, and put it back up in small chunks for everybody, just like I've been doing. So. But anyway, we'll be back in 2 weeks, the second week of January in 2017. Yep. So good night, everybody. And we will see you next year.
And if you can't be good at it.
There you go.
For goodness sake.
If you can't be good, if you can't be good, don't name it after me.
Merry Christmas.
Merry and happy holidays. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Hanukkah. Chanukah. Chalupas. Whatever.
Chalupas.
Chalupas.
Festivus for the rest of us.
Festivus for the rest of us. And happy Chalupas. And happy Kwanzaa Chukala. So.
Melekalikimaka is the thing we say.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
And that's a wrap.